Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Sun Dome in Yakima. It is semifinal time for the Chelan Lady Goats in the 2019 1A State Volleyball Championships, as Chelan getting set to take on number 7 ranked Freeman, the Scotties. The Lady Goats, as we've talked about a lot this week in Yakima, ranked number 1 in state. These two squads did meet earlier in the season at Chelan High School. Chelan won that contest 3-0. And they are hoping certainly for a repeat. If they can get it done in this one, they will make an appearance in the state championship match at 5 o'clock this afternoon here in Yakima. So cross your fingers and we'll see how it works out. Both teams have been out doing their warm-ups. We can give you a couple of updates on some scores from earlier today. Linden Christian, who Chelan defeated yesterday in the quarterfinals, bounced back today with a 3-0 victory over Overlake. And so now Linden Christian will play for 5th or 6th place at 3 o'clock this afternoon against the winner of the Nooksack Valley Meridian game. Kingsway Christian, they defeated Charles Wright 3-1. So Kingsway Christian, they'll play the winner of Goldendale Castle Rock. And that will be the match to determine 7th and 8th place in state. Certainly for Chelan, a team that finished 7th a year ago, they can do no worse than 4th place here in Yakima. And to do that, they would have to drop 2 consecutive matches. If they win the one here, they're into the championship round, would play for 1st or 2nd in state. A loss, they would play for 3rd or 4th place against the loser of the other semifinal game, which will take place, by the way, between Lakeside and Kings. That one scheduled to start right about now, as well. As a matter of fact, I believe they are underway. They are across the way from us. We're a little bit late here because of the previous game in getting this one started. In case you're wondering, I found this to be interesting, how the rankings played out in this one. The coaches poll, they ranked their top 10. 3 of their top 4 teams, as a matter of fact, their top 3 in the poll made it to the semifinals. So I guess the coaches know what they're doing when they rank the teams here. And it was, of course, Chelan number 1, Kings number 2, Lakeside number 3, and Freeman finished as the 7th ranked team in the coaches' poll. So not a lot of surprises in this final field of 4 here in Yakima. Time to take a moment. I want to thank our broadcast partners that have made these broadcasts possible here on LakeChelanNow.com. And they include Cashmere Valley Bank, committed to the principles that are summarized as the little bank with a big circle of friends. Cashmere Valley Bank, proud to support the student athletes of the Lake Chelan Valley, and Cashmere Valley Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Thanks as well to Chelan Realty at 141 East Wooden Avenue, the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley, owned and operated by the Higgins family since 1972. And if you're looking to sell or buy real estate, no better place to check out than the team at Chelan Realty. Visit them online at ChelanRealty.com. Our broadcast also presented in part by Zippy Disposal Service. They were established in 1977. They're locally owned. Zippy Disposal provides garbage collection services located at 60 Chelan Falls Highway. You can call the Zippy Boys at 682-3695, 682-3695, and let them haul it away, Zippy Disposal. Well, welcome aboard with us. We're anxious to get this one underway. Semi-final matchup for your Chelan Lady Goats against the Freeman Scotties. Freeman wearing the red tops with the black shorts. Chelan in the white tops and the black shorts. Chelan, the home team in the bracket setting here. We'll try to do the best we can to maybe keep you updated, but it's difficult when the matches are in play. On the other semifinal going on right now between Lakeside and Kings. But the matchups next, all these four teams in the semifinals are scheduled to play at 5 o'clock. And the championship matches obviously will pit the winners. The ones that lose the semifinals will play for 3rd and 4th place again at 5 p.m. this afternoon here in Yakima. All right, we're ready to go. Lady Goats will have the first serve. It's up and over the net. Freeman sets it, and they bang it out of bounds. The point to Chelan, 1-0, Lady Goats. Chelan again will have serve here, doing the honors. Garfoot from the back line. It's hit there by Freeman. Lady Goat set at the net. Hammer shot. The kill is good by Emma McLaren. Nice start for Chelan. 2-0. And Leanna Garfoot, the senior, one of the co-captains, and a first-team selection All-Caribou Trail League. She will continue to do the honors here. Nice serve deep to the back line, dug out there by Freeman. They pop it over on the third hit. Lady Goats now try to set it up at the net. Shot to the back line, though, played out nicely by Freeman. And they have a kill shot of their own. Powerful shot that time by Jordan Goldsmith, 6'1". And the Scotties on the board for the first time, makes it 2-1. And it'll be Goldsmith who will serve. Dug out by Chelan. Popped over that time by the freshman on a heady play, Olivia Strandberg. Just placed it with great touch into the open hole. 3-1 Chelan. Lady Goats get the service back. Emma McLaren now on the serve. And bangs it into the net. So the point awarded to Freeman. And the score at 3-2. Chelan with the Scotty serving. Good serve. Chelan keeps it in play. And another great shot by Freeman as they place it deep in the right-hand corner. And they square things up at 3 apiece. Going to be fairly loud inside the Sundome today. We've got crowds right behind us. PA announcer announcing completions of other games going on. Service across. Ellie Collins, and she hits the winner. Ellie Collins, hard smash down the line. So Chelan will go back up by 1 at 4-3, and they'll also collect the serve. Sophomore Morgan Harrison will serve. Harrison up and over the net. Dug out by Freeman. Blocked at the net by Chelan. That front line of Rainville up there with Collins doing a nice job. Dug out by the Lady Goats. Here comes Rainville. Pops it over. Hit right back on the first shot by Freeman. Now they set up Collins again. And gets it just inside. Great placement by Ellie Collins on the kill. Ellie Collins, another first-team All-League, Caribou Trail League selection. They had 5 out of the 7, including the Player of the Year in Emma McLaren. Served by Chelan. Tough to handle, but able to get it out as Freeman, and then they hit it into the net. Point to Chelan. And the Lady Goats expand the lead to 3 at 6-3 here in set number 1. Morgan Harrison again will take the serve. Deep to the back line. Freeman. They punch it over on the third hit. Chelan setting up Collins at the net and hits it again. Ellie Collins with another kill shot. Well, I got to say, I like my sight lines in terms of broadcasting much better today than what we had yesterday. Lady Goat serve up 7-3. Granger, tip. Chelan able to keep it alive. They try to set near the net, hit it to the back line. Scotties play it out. Now they set their big gal up, who hammers home the kill shot. That was Ashley Boswell, 6'1 sophomore, with a nice hit there. And that'll make it 7-4. So Freeman down 3 with the serve. Wow, beautiful serve. It'll end up being an ace. The serve just dropped down at the toe tops of the Lady Goats, and they just could not get underneath the ball. 7-5. Freeman again. Back line dug out there by McLaren. They set Collins, and then Collins hits it into the net. So So two consecutive points here for Freeman. The Scotties within one now, and they maintain service. Shalane will try to set up the net to Rainville, and she crashes it home for the point. Katie Rainville. That'll bring the score to 8-6, Shalane. And Strandsburg will serve here for Shalane. Gets it across cleanly. Freeman just has to pop it over on the third hit. Lady Goats will try to set up at the front line. They do to Collins, and she's got another winner. Ellie Collins already with three kills in the first 9 points scored by Shalane in match number one. 9-6. Strandsburg continues the serve. Freeman hits it over softly on the third shot. Lady Goats punch it over on the second, but played nicely by the Scotties. At the net, they push it deep, and I think we have a fault point. It appeared that Freeman got into the net that time or crossed the line there. And Shalane extends it to a four-point advantage at 10-6. Another good serve, and it ends up being an ace. How about that? Olivia Strandberg on a nice little roll right here for the Lady Goats, 11-6. Strandberg again. Olivia was a second-team All-League selection as a freshman. And a timeout. Nope, not a timeout. That point will go to Freeman to make it 11-7. And so the Scotties now will have service with Ryan Hicks doing the honors. Left-hander. Gets it across. Shalane sets it up there, and there's Emily with the kill. Excuse me, not Emily. Emma. Emma McLaren that time. We've called Emily so many times already, but that one belongs to McLaren with the kill shot. 12-7. Freeman hits it across. Shalane able to dig that one out. There's McLaren. Her shot blocked, but Shalane keeps it alive. She'll try it again. Pops it over on the third shot. But again, played nicely by Freeman. Good volley action here on the part of both of these teams. This time they set up. Rainville dribbles over the front of the net. And then a night. Oh, what a diving save there by Collins. And the Lady Goats keep it alive. Wow, that was impressive. Right back over by McLaren. This is great volley action here on this point play. They set up McLaren. Yes, the kill shot. And boy, did they earn that one. That was just fabulous play, and I might add, by both squads. 13-7. That was fun to watch. Service here. It's Ellie Collins, gets it over. Smash at the net. Lady Goats keep it alive. They set up Emma McLaren. She's blocked at the net, out of bounds. Point to Shalane. And the Lady Goats right now doubled up on Freeman here in the first set at 14-7, and a timeout going to be taken by the Scotties. Our tournament action here on LakeShalineNow.com. It's brought to you in part by Kelly's Ace Hardware. Get everything that you need for home winterization projects at Kelly's, including heat and roof cables, security lights, portable heaters, and more. Also, be sure and check out the great selection of holiday decorations and lighting available at Kelly's, downtown Shalane on Wooden Avenue. Miller's Lake Shalane Auto Museum features three buildings full of classic automobiles and vintage collectibles. A great spot to go visit, located at 20 Blue Water Lane. Be sure to look for their seasonal opening coming in the spring of 2020. And if you've got friends or family that haven't yet been there, make it a must-do stop on your itineraries at Miller's Lake Shalane Auto Museum. All right, we're ready to get back to play after the timeout. Collins continues with the serve for Shalane. They lead 14-7. Dug out by Freeman. They hit a power shot. Shalane able to keep it alive to McLaren. Hit back over on one shot here. Now the Lady Goats set at the net. Emma hits hard to the back line, but nicely kept alive by Freeman. And then unable to make the block was Shalane. The point belongs to the Scotties to make it 14-8. So Freeman with the serve, down by six at the moment. They play it out of the back line now. The Scotties do. And there's a hammer hit by Jordan Goldsmith to get the kill for Freeman to make it 14-9. Serving is Brady Parasoto, number 14, for the red and black clad Scotties. And the Lady Goats hit it short into the net on the return. It now becomes 14-10. Parasoto again ready for the serve. Gets it deep to the back line. Dug out there that time by Chelan. And there's Emma McLaren. She says, let's stop this right now. She hammers home the kill to give Chelan the serve in the five-point lead at 15-10. Chelan getting it across. Freeman has to just bump it over on the third hit to keep it in play. They set up McLaren, and Emma is blocked at the net that time. Nicely done. It was number 13, Sydney Arnzen, who got up there high that time to make the block for the Scotties. So service to Freeman. They're down by only four here in set number one. Chelan. And they've got crossed the line, apparently, so the fault point will belong to Freeman, and they narrow it up to a three-point deficit now at 15-12, continuing with the serve. And they get the ace right in the corner, right at the feet of Casey Simpson. Quite a serve that time from Grace Holtz. Holt now loads it up, ready to go again. Hard serve to the back line. Chelan plays it. Chelan blocked at the net that time. And there's McLaren trying to pooch it over Kent. Lady Ghost now, can they set up another power hit at the net? They do, and McLaren with the kill. 16-13. Side out to Chelan. And doing the serving honors, Leanna Garfoot, senior co-captain. Gets a nice serve. Freeman, though, able to keep it alive. They set up McLaren again. Her hard power shot, though, is played out this time by Freeman. They bump it over on the third hit. Lady Goats this time set up number three, A.J. Geller, and she knocks down the kill. Nice hit by A.J. that time to make it 16. No, just out of bounds. My bad. So 16-14. That was close. 16-14. McLaren has blocked at the net. And the point belonging here once again to Freeman. And they've come back now to make it a one-point contest at 16-15 here in set number one. Service to the back line. Chelan will set it up, pop it over on a quick hit. They couldn't sneak it in there. Ball kept alive by Freeman. Lady Goats now will set it up. Good block at the net that time on Strandberg. Ball still in play. It'll go out of bounds. Point to Chelan. And the serve side out to Chelan. 17-15, Lady Goats. Emma McLaren will serve it up. It's a deep and hard to the back line. Freeman. Lady Goats got a hand on it at the net. Keep it alive. They set up Collins. Wow, somehow they kept it alive. Great play by Freeman. And then trying to just dunk it in, Chelan can't find the open space. Here come the Scotties. Dug out by Chelan. They set up Emma again. And that time blocked at the net. And across the line, Freeman, they say. So the fault point to Chelan. Scotties don't like the call. And their fan section for Freeman is right behind me here at the Sundome. Chelan a little bit further down the line, but the point to the Lady Goats leading 18-15. Service again to McLaren. Hit into the front court. And Chelan, that ball got deflected a little bit. Nobody able to get to it. Freeman the point, 18-16. Now the Scotties with the serve. Trying to edge closer, down by two. Strandberg with a hit to the back line. Freeman keeping it alive. And a hard hit. The kill shot will go this time to Abby Amond, a 5'8 senior. We've got a lot of power behind that swing. Shalane could not handle it. Well, again, a correction. They say that ball apparently went out of bounds. So Shalane, that's good news with the point. Briefly blocked out there. Misread the signal from the referee on the table. 19-16 Lady Goats. They come back with a kill shot of their own to make it 20-16. And a timely point there. Freeman had pulled it within two. They made a mistake on their side. And then the Lady Goats capitalized with a kill shot there to extend it back to a four-point lead with Harrison serving here for the Lady Goats from the far left side. Gets it over the net. It is dug out by the Scotties. Trying to block it at the net. Collins, but it goes out of bounds off Shalane, and Freeman the point, 20-17. Scotties now will serve it up. Play at the net. Blocked again by Freeman. And now the Scotties have pulled to within two at 20-18 in an exciting first set match here between the Lady Goats and number seven ranked Freeman in the semifinals. The winner will play in a championship game at 5 o'clock this evening. Ellie Collins hits it too hard and out of bounds. And now a one-point contest, 20-19. Well, this has gotten interesting. The serve still to Freeman. Shalane will set up to Strandberg. Kept alive by Freeman. They set up at the net. Blocked at the net. Nice job there by Strandberg and Rainville. And a point to Shalane to make it 21-19. Great collaboration on that block that time by the Lady Goats. And the serve will go to Olivia. Strandberg gets it across cleanly. Shalane by two. Hard hit there by Freeman, but Shalane able to keep it alive. Ellie Collins with the hard hit right down the line and gets the kill. 22-19. Service still here to Strandberg. Want to remind anybody watching on LakeShalaneNow.com, we're going to just keep it live here. And you're going to get mostly the action at the net because of our location, but we'll bring you the final moments here. And there's a point as it goes to the Lady Goats. The Freeman crowd thought it was going to be theirs. They're not happy with the call. Shalane ends up with the point, and the Scotties will go ahead and take a timeout with the count 23-19. We will go ahead and keep it here on our live stream. We had a little bit poor connection there for a bit. We will hope that it stays with us. We'll do the best that we can. Good contest here in the first set of the day. 23-19. So much at stake in this one. An appearance in the state championship later today against the winner of the game going on right now as well, between Lakeside and Kings. Winners and losers match up at 5 o'clock this afternoon, playing for the top four places here in the state tournament. All right, again, we're just going to kind of keep the action here on our live stream on Facebook, mostly in the net area. That's about all that we can get in, so we apologize for that. Hit across to the Shalane side of the net. They set up Rainville, but dug out in the back line nicely here by the Scotties. They hit it back. Harrison got underneath of it. Shalane sets up Ellie Collins, and it's out of bounds. Shalane claiming it was deflected, and they may have a conversation on that. But the ruling, it looks like, is going to stand out of bounds on the hit, and that makes it 23-20. Lady Ghost thought it was deflected. It did certainly carry out of bounds. So here we go with Freeman serving. Get it across cleanly here. Shalane sets it up. Rainville, and she hits it too hard and out of bounds. Shalane maybe a little amped up right now. A couple of long hits I've narrowed it up once again, 23-21, our score. Freeman to serve. Chaland sets up Collins and gets it. Ellie Collins just inside, squeezed it in that time. Wow, that was close, 24-21. And so now, Lady Goats, one more point here, can close it out in the first set. And that'll do it. Fault point against Freeman. And the score. Chaland, 25. Freeman, 21 in the first set. And set number two coming up in just a moment. For now, that's going to conclude our live stream broadcast. We'll be back later sometime in the second set here on LakeChalandNow.com. As we continue with our live audio broadcast here on Lake Chelan Now. Wow, that was fun. 25-21. Lady Goats certainly had to battle hard. They have now played four sets against Freeman. Four sets against Freeman. They have won all four. And we'll see how it plays out here in the second set coming up. Chance for us to thank a few more of our broadcast partners here on Lake Chelan Now, including Watson's Harboring Resort and Watson's Alpenhorn Cafe. A stay at Watson's Harboring Resort is like taking a step back in time. Be sure to visit them online at watsonsresort.com, and not too early to think about making reservations for next summer. And also, Memorial Day through Labor Day, you can enjoy great dining at an awesome location at Watson's Alpenhorn Cafe. Visit them online at thealpenhorn.com. Our thanks to North Cascades Bank, where convenient banking begins. Be sure and inquire about their totally free checking. Visit them online at northcascadesbank.com and try their free online financial courses. North Cascades Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. And Lake Chelan Building Supply, we thank very much the Chelan Valley's locally owned and operated lumber yard with locations in Manson and Chelan. Lake Chelan Building Supply, stocked and ready to help with your building project needs, large or small. You can visit them online at yourlumberyard.com. Thanks as well to our partners, including Frontline Real Estate, powered by Keller Williams, Lake Chelan Community Hospital. It's been a fun couple of days here in Yakima. As we continue on here in the semifinals for the Chelan Lady Goats. Good start, capturing the first set. Albeit close, 25-21, that doesn't matter. You just want to get the win. Now they come out and they are ready to go for the second one. As we see the squad come out there onto the floor. McLaren. Rainville, Collins, Morgan Harrison there. It's been a solid squad. A.J. Geller, Olivia Strandberg, the freshman who has played so tough. And we're underway here in the second set. Chelan setting up McLaren, bangs it into the net, and the point will go to Freeman. So Chelan will give up the serve. Freeman has it now. And a low serve. Boy, nice job to play that one out that time by Collins. Just barely got underneath it. And I think Chelan got into the net. Point to Freeman, 2-0. Deep serve to the back line. Ellie Collins will dig it up. They set it to Strandberg. Hits it across on the back line. Freeman keeping the ball alive. Pop it over on the third shot. Harrison to McLaren. Went to Garfoot, but kept alive by Freeman. Nice play there. They hit a hard shot that's dug out nicely that time by the Lady Goats. And then Chelan, too hard on the hit by Strandberg, and she knew it right away. Kind of pats her chest, says, my bad. The ball carries out of bounds by a long ways. It is 3-0. Good start here for Freeman, trying to bounce back after dropping the first set. Chelan pushes it over on the return now. Scotty's at the net. Try a little trickery, but Chelan not fooled at all. Chelan hits it hard to the back line there. And now they tip it right back over on a great play that time up at the net by Geller. Nice job for the Lady Ghosts, 3-1. Geller was just looming right there and quickly popped it down and over. Emma McLaren with the serve. Freeman, they set up at the net on the left-hand side of the floor. Returned here by Chaland. It goes to Collins, and Collins is blocked, and it stays inbounds. Nice effort by that front line of Freeman, and they extend the lead to 4-1. You don't see a lot of blocks on Ellie Collins' shots, but they got one that time. Chaland just going to have to hit it over here on the third shot. They do. Nice job by Collins. Freeman keeps it alive. Hard hit to the back line. They'll set up Strandberg, and Strandberg gets it in. Nice job there by the freshman. Chaland needed that one. 4-2 now with the serve. Lady Goats down by two. Morgan Harrison gets it over cleanly. Freeman sets. Chaland cannot get the block on the kill shot. And the Scotties go up 5-2. So Freeman is playing hard. You just kind of forget about the earlier meeting. Well, that time Chaland rolled the dice and elected to let the serve be uncontested, thinking it was going to go out of bounds. It was not. And the point on the ace, belonging here timeout going to be taken right now here from the Sun Dome in Yakima.
Let's go, Scotties! Let's go, Scotties! Let's go, Scotties! Let's go, Scotties!
Having a little technical difficulties here. We're going to try to work on that, see if everything's okay. Seven to two. With the timeout taken by Chaland. Lake Chaland Community Hospital, watch for the construction of the all-new Lake Chaland Community Hospital starting next spring with completion scheduled for 2021. We are ready to get back to play here. Service hit over the net. Chaland got a nice hit, but Freeman got hands on it. Great effort there. They pop it back over on their third hit. Chaland will try to set up Collins this time. Hits it to the back line. Scotties again. Play it out nicely. Pop it over on the third hit. Chaland now setting up Rainville. Rainville. Hit it hard. And it was knocked out of bounds off of the Freeman Scotties. So Chaland now up to 3 points. Get the service across. Hit it over on the third hit here. Lady Goats set up Collins. And it's a point on the kill for Chaland. Nice job by Ellie Collins that time. And then Freeman will hit it out of bounds. That one carried well beyond the end line. To narrow it up a bit here, 7-5. Set number two. Chaland getting the serve over cleanly. Freeman at the net, blocked. And the Lady Goats again collect a point, now make it a one-point contest. 7-6. So a nice comeback by Chaland. Hit over the net that time. dug out nicely by Harrison to keep it alive, but a fault point against the Lamb. And we welcome you back here to the Sun Dome in Yakima. Freeman Scotties collect a point there. I'm not sure if we were away for a bit. It may have been. If so, we apologize for that, certainly. 9-6 here in the second set. Chelan up 1-0, winning set number one. And Freeman now hit with a fault point, so it'll come back to the Chelan side, 9-7, as the Lady Goats are down two. Hit back underneath, and Freeman with a great shot placement that time will force the side out and extend it to a three-point lead once again at 10-7. So the Scotties playing hard here in this second set. Serve is dug out by Shalander. It's Emma McLaren, and Emma with the kill, 10-8. Welcome back here to Yakima. Chelan serving down by 1 point now at 11-10 in the second set. Block at the net. Great effort by Freeman to keep it alive, and then they hit the winner. Wow, that was played nice. Great effort by the Scotties. All right, we're ready to go with Freeman serving. They hit it deep to the back line. Punched over that time by McLaren. Kept alive by Freeman. Hit it strong, but out of bounds. Out of bounds. Freeman Scotties. Point to Chelan. Side out to the Lady Goats as they're down by one with Emma McLaren serving. McLaren up and over on a strong hit. And then hit out of bounds by the Scotties. We're even up at 12. So the Scotties have battled back to tie things up here. The Lady Goats have battled back to tie it up at 12 apiece in set number two. McLaren continues with the serve. Drops it deep to the back line. Freeman, power hit, the dugout by Emma. Punched over on the third hit that time by Chelan. And then the kill shot, strongly put up by Jordan Goldsmith, the lefty, as she knocked it home. And the Scotties regained the lead by one at 13-12. Chelan playing the serve out. McLaren hits it over on that third shot, but Freeman able to get underneath it, keep it alive, and they have another kill shot down the right side against the Lady Goats. This time it was number 10, Ashley Boswell. 14-12, Freeman. Chelan now. There's Collins. And there's a typical Ellie Collins kill shot. Hard and fast and right at your toenails. 14-13, Morgan Harrison to serve it here for Chelan. Freeman now sets at the net. They pop it over in the third shot, kept alive nicely by Chelan. Collins again winds up, but this time Freeman able to keep it in play. Freeman now the hard hit. And McLaren can't get to it. Scotties the point. They're up two at 15-13. Freeman Scotties taking the serve is Janae Mueller, a 5'4 senior. McLaren digs it out. They set it up to Collins, flips it over on the hit. Freeman, though, able to keep it going, and they hit it long and out of bounds. Again, a 1 point contest. A 1 point contest here. Flipped over at the net that time by Chelan, able to keep it in play. Freeman with the return. At the net, they set up Rainville this time, but her shot played out nicely by the Scotties. But again, Freeman hits it deep and out of bounds. And we are tied at 15. So back comes Chelan here in the second set, leading one set to none. Even up in set two here. Chelan, as they'll set up Rainville with the hard smash, and they call it in. Freeman fans don't like it. Chelan fans love it. You'd hardly know it was the same play. And Chelan finally able to come back and take the lead by one now at 16-15. They serve it to the back line to Scotties, and they hit it out of bounds. So a little momentum swing now on the side of Chelan, and Freeman sensing that, they will take a timeout here at the Sundome in Yakima. 17-15. Lady Goats are on top here in the second set, trying to earn their way in to a state championship match at 5 o'clock this afternoon against the winner of the other semifinal going on right now between Lakeside and Kings. Our state tournament action here on LakeChelanNow.com being brought to you in part by Frontline Real Estate, powered by Keller Williams. Russ McClellan has been aggressively working the local real estate market for the past 30 years. He's proud to support the student athletes of the Lake Chelan Valley. And by the way, if you're interested perhaps in a career in real estate, why not give Russ a call at 682-1111, Frontline Real Estate, 2120 West Wooden in Lakeside. You can visit them online, by the way, at frontlinerealestate.com. Back to play we go. Chelan to serve, gets it across. Freeman back over the other side. Lady Goat set it up to Collins, and she's got the kill. Ellie Collins. I wish we had running stats here, but we do not, unfortunately. But that's got to be at least 5 kills for Ellie thus far in this match. 18-15, Chelan. Strandsburg to serve for the Lady Goats. It's dug out by Freeman. At the net, they hit it out of bounds. And the run continues for the Lady Goats. Up by 4 now after trailing for a considerable portion here in this second set. Trying to regain their composure. And Olivia Strandsburg, the freshman, ready to go once again. Loads it up, hits it to the back line of Freeman. Scotty's hit it over, and just inside the end line. Great placement on that kill shot by Freeman. So that stops a nice little run by the Lady Goats and makes it 19-16. Scotty's will have the serve. Lady Goats have the lead here in set two. Oh, and a service ace for Freeman. Ready to go again to Scotties. Hard serve, dug out this time by Chelan. Collins whacks it over. Block kept alive at the net by Freeman. Nice effort there. Chelan again will set Collins at the net. It's blocked and kept alive by Freeman, but this time they can't get to it. Bounced around a couple of times. The point to Chelan. Big one there to make it 20-17. Or check it, 19-17. And Chelan now with the serve. And Freeman that time, on their return shot, just kind of popped it over, but unfortunately for them, it went out of bounds. Point to Chelan, 21-17, but Ellie Collins just delivered the serve right into the middle of the net, the point to Freeman, and now 21-18. So serve coming up here for the Scotties. Lady Goat set up Emma McLaren, and her shot is blocked by Freeman. Nice job there by the Scotties, and just like that, it's 21-19. Continuing with the serve is Abby Amend. Hit hard to the back line, and Chelan answers right back with a kill of their own. 22-19, Lady Goats. 3 points away from winning a second set, but this one's too close to fall, certainly at this point. Chelan with the serve, it's Rainville. Katie gets it across. Freeman blocked at the net that time. Nice job by Chelan. Lady Goats trying to dig it out, but can't. The fault point will belong to Freeman here, and it's 22-20. Dennis Rahm here at the Sun Dome in Yakima. We welcome those of you who may be tuning in right now to a Facebook live stream. A bit of video here. Emma McLaren just hit a mighty important kill shot deep in the right-hand corner against Freeman to give the score 23-20. Chelan on top. If they can get to 25 and have at least a two-point edge, they'll win this second set. And right now, a timeout going to be taken here by the Scotties. And on our Facebook Live, we'll go ahead and hold it right here. And we're coming down to the final stretches here of this second set. And again, going on right now, in case you have joined us late, the other semifinal matchup, number 2-ranked Kings is taking on number 3-ranked Lakeside. The winner of that will play the winner of this Freeman-Chelan contest for the state championship at 5 o'clock this afternoon on court number 3 here in Yakima. The losers, they will also play at 5 o'clock on this court right here, court number 1, for 3rd and 4th place in state. We certainly are hoping the Lady Goats advance into that championship game. 23-20, Chelan with the serve after the timeout. Deep serve dug out by Freeman on the back line. They hit it over hard. Great job that time by Garfoot to keep it alive. Hit back over in the third shot by the Lady Goats. They punch it over. Freeman does. Chelan now setting at the net. McLaren, and can they get to it? No. The kill shot for Emma McLaren. And now Chelan 1 point away from capturing set number 2. And in a best 3 of 5, that would certainly be huge to go up 2-0. Serve is across cleanly. Freeman hits it into the net. Lady Goats win set number 2. 25-20 is the final score. We'll be back to the Sun Dome here on our Facebook Live with another report later in set number 3. But for now, we'll sign off on our Facebook Live. For those of you listening here on LakeChelanNow.com to our audio broadcast, stick around with us. We got more action coming up in this third set momentarily. I want to remind you and give a big thank you to our broadcast partners that make this all possible to come here to Yakima, including Chelan Realty Company, Zippy Disposal Service, Kelly's Ace Hardware, Miller's Lake Chelan Auto Museum, Watson's Harboring Resort and Watson's Elfinhorn Cafe, North Cascades Bank, Lake Chelan Community Hospital, Frontline Real Estate, powered by Keller Williams, Lake Chelan Building Supply, and also Cashmere Valley Bank. We thank you so very much for your sponsorship opportunities. And also to the good folks at Deepwater. Place you'll find all your electronic goodies and home furnishings. Deepwater Home and Electronics, Wooden Avenue, downtown Chelan. They've been doing it since 2011. Great place to check out Deepwater. Well, it's been a good matchup here in this semifinal between Chelan and Freeman. Again, these squads now have played 5 sets in total, and Chelan has won all 5. They defeated Freeman 3-0 in Chelan earlier. They're up now 2-0 here in the semifinals, but you still got to play it out. Long way to go. They need that third set, and Freeman has shown that they have some skilled players out there, and they have battled hard in this matchup. Have no idea what's happening across the way from us in the other semifinal match, but doesn't really matter. We'll find out for you at some time later on before the match is played. We'll keep you updated, of course, on all of our social channels on Lake Chelan Now and on the website, lakechelannow.com. By the way, check out our Facebook page and also our Instagram. There's some great photos up there and some stories. Hopefully you'll enjoy them. We've got the audio broadcast embedded in a story on our website, lakechelannow.com. So lots of fodder there for you if you like skate volleyball. All right, here we go. Ready to make it happen in set three. Chelan with the serve, and they get it across Garfoot. Played by Freeman. They hit it strong and out of bounds. The point will go here to the Lady Goats, and they'll take the serve. Again, they'll continue on here with Leanna Garfoot. Garfoot whacks it across nicely, deep on that back line. Freeman setting up at the net, and they hit the kill shot. Nicely done by Boswell that time, deep in the right corner of the Chelan Lady Goats. 1-1, set three. Freeman led for a good part in the early to mid stages of that second set, but Chelan battled back nicely. And there are the Scotties with a service ace now to make it 2-1. Haley Poots with the serve will continue. Just knocked down that ace. Like they're wiping up some moisture on the floor on the far side, on that Chelan side of the court here at the Sun Dome in Yakima. Nice serve again, but Chelan able to play it this time. Flipped back over by McLaren, dug out nicely by Freeman. They hit it over softly, and then it caroms off the Lady Goats and out of bounds on the second hit. So that worked out well for the Scotties. They are up 3-1. Starting off with the lead, just like they did in that second set. Another good serve. Chelan sets it up to Strandberg. Tried to pop it over, and good placement. It works. Heady play by the freshman that time. 3-2. Chelan within one. And Emma McLaren will take service here for the Lady Goats. Emma. Hard serve. Freeman hits it over softly on that third hit, but it was almost dangerous, and Chelan trying to pop it over on the third hit themselves comes up just short. Geller hit it off the top of the net. So 4-2 Freeman with the serve. Lady Goat set up at the net to Collins. Her shot blocked, kept alive here by the Scotties. They hit it hard to the back line. Garfoot got underneath of it. They'll set up Strandberg again. Hits it to the back line, played out by Freeman. And Freeman, too strong on the hit that time from Ashley Boswell. It carries out of bounds. So Chelan to point, trailing by one now at 4-3, and the Lady Goats will have the serve. It's Morgan Harrison who delivers a tough to handle low serve, but Freeman manages to dig it out of there. Lady Goat set up Rainville. Her hard smash, though, kept alive. Nice effort there by the Scotties. Chelan again will set up Strandberg, blocked at the net. Chelan trying to set the Collins this time. Yes, Ellie Collins. Third time is the charm for the Lady Goats. As Ellie hammers it home. Four, even Steven, set three. Chelan wins this set. They're on to a state championship match later this afternoon. Harrison to serve. Lady Goats set at the net. Nice job to play it out by Garfoot that time to Harrison. Hit over on the third shot by Chelan now. Now Freeman's opportunity. They slap it and they get the kill shot. Allie Williams at check it. Number 10. Ashley Boswell that time for the Freeman Scotties. 5-4, Freeman has the lead back by one. Ellie Collins hits another howitzer. Another kill for Ellie will tie things up at five. And Shalam will have the serve with Olivia Strandberg. Strandberg, 5'10" tall. Good serve. Freeman keeps it alive. Blocked at the net. Scotty's have it back and hit it out of bounds. So the point to Chelan. Lady Goats lead by one. And Olivia will have the serve here. Again, gets it across nicely. Freeman just has to tap it over on that third hit. They set up Rainbow this time, nearly placed it perfectly, but a diving play kept it alive for Freeman. Now Chelan, again, they will set up Rainbow. Tried to pop it down in the open space. This time it's going to work. The player went out of bounds on the second hit. Nice job by Katie. And it gives Chelan a two-point lead at 7-5. Strandberg continues with serve for Chelan. Freeman sets at the net. And they get a kill shot this time by their big player, number 14, Brady Parasoto, 5'10 senior. Got a lot of power behind that hit. About as close as you can get it. 7-6 right now, Chelan. Freeman serving. Collins hits it back. Hits it out of bounds. We're even up at 7. Ball is in play. Lady Goats at Collins at the net. But Freeman able to dig it out. Ellie tried to hammer it. Couldn't. She was blocked at the net that time. Nicely done by Jordan Goldsmith, the 6'1 junior, who was up to the task that time by the hard-hitting Collins. And it's 8-7. Freeman has come back to take the lead by one. Scotty's punched it over too hard. On your third hit, we're tied again, this time at 8. Back and forth we go. Lead has exchanged hands several times. Service to Collins. Deep back line, Freeman. Blocked at the net. Nice job there. Garfoot got up strong. And Chelan takes the lead at 1, 9-8. Brianna Garfoot. Got up high that time. And there's a service ace. The Chelan Lady Goats and Ellie Collins get the ace. Extend the lead to 2 right now at 10-8. Collins again winds up, serves it. Freeman taps it in and finds the open space on the right side of that Chelan defense there. And they cash in the point to make it 10-9. A side out here to Freeman. Ball in play. Emma McLaren had it blocked at the net. Chelan keeps it alive. They punch it over by Rainville. Freeman now lines up their third hit. They smash it hard to the back line. Chelan gets it back over on a nice volley play here by both these squads. Again kept alive but knocked out of bounds. And Freeman, this time they hang on to win the battle of the volley. And they tie things up at 10. Well, Freeman wanting to stick around for a while there, showing. They have the daunting task of needing to win 3 straight sets to advance to the championship. But it can be done. That's why they play the best 3 out of 5. Hard hit there, dug out nicely by Harrison. Chelan popped over by McLaren on the third hit. Set up at the net. Kill shot again for Freeman. And again, it's Pauly. Check it, not Pauly that time, but it was done by Goldsmith. She's had some big hits in this contest. And Chelan now hits that one into the net. So momentum has swung back the other way. Chelan momentarily had a 2-point lead, and right now, a 2-point lead belongs to Freeman at 12-10. As the Scotties keep the serve. Chelan will set up Rainville, and there's Katie, a much-needed kill shot. to bring Chelan within one and give the Lady Goats the serve. Hit back over to the Chelan side of the floor. McLaren tips it over right into the open space. Beautiful placement that time. Nobody from Freeman could react to it. And we are tied at 12. Two straight by Chelan. Rainville will continue with the serve here. Hits it over strong. Dug out on that back line by the Scotties. They have to pop it over on the third hit. Chelan trying to set at the net. Pooch shot over the top. And it works by Emma McLaren. Hit the top of the net, kind of dribbled down on the other side. No Scotty could make a play on it. And it's now 13-12. Hard hit by Freeman. Chelan got underneath it, but their return shot carried out of bounds on the momentum. So we're even up again at 13, the serve now belonging to the Scotties. Great action in this third set. Collins back there digs a hard serve out on the back line. And Chelan with a violation of some sort to the point will belong here to the Scotties, 14-13. And that serve carries long out of bounds, so we're tied at 14. Chelan now will take the serve with Leanna Garfoot getting ready to go. Deep down the middle. Dug out by Freeman. Hard hit over and again just winding up and crushing the ball was Goldsmith of Freeman. She's a big hitter. And that one was a bit of distance from the net, back from the net. Chelan, are they into the net? Yes, they are. Captain Emma McLaren going to go over and ask for an explanation from the referee as to why the fault point was called. We had a chance to visit with one of the referees here that worked in earlier Chelan game. Very pleasant lady who has been around volleyball for a number of years and says she really encourages captains only, by the way, to come up and have conversation if they don't understand a ruling or have a question. There's a serve that carries long. That was close. But it works to the benefit of Chelan, and now Lady Goats pulled it within one again on that serve fault. Emma McLaren serving it here for the Lady Goats, trying to tie things up. Tapped over the net and out of bounds. Freeman fans don't like that one at all. They're claiming it went off Chelan, but they award the point to Chelan, tied up at 16. Serve continues for the Lady Goats. Freeman by one with the serve in a tight contest throughout in this third set. Been very little separation. Ellie Collins hits a hard one, but it's dug out nicely by the Scotties. Blocked at the net that time. Strandberg up there brilliantly along with Geller. And they just cordoned off the net, smacked it back down on the Freeman side to tie it up at 17. Chelan now, Morgan Harrison, the sophomore, another CTL first-team all-league performer, lines up for the serve. Dug out on the back line, popped back over. Here comes Chelan with a set at the net by Collins. Freeman now trying to answer back. It caroms off the hands of the Lady Goats. And out of bounds to the point to Freeman, and they regained the lead now at 18-17. This action has been back and forth all the way in this third set. Chelan setting it up to Rainville, and she hits the kill shot. And guess what? We're tied again. 18 apiece. If this were a basketball game where I circle ties on my score sheet, I'd have more circles than just about anything. Tough shot by Freeman somehow. Shalam played it out. Ellie Collins trying to answer back. Her hard shot kept alive by the Scotties. Great volley action here. And then the Scotties take the kill. And that'll make it 19-18. As Freeman regains the lead by one. Well, there's certainly no give in this Scotty team. Their backs are against the wall, trailing two sets to none. Having to win this one. That hit long and out of bounds, so the point will come to Chelan. And again, we are tied at 19. Should Freeman win this one, they're going to have to come back and win two more sets to capture the victory. Right now, Chelan on top, 2-0. Scotty's hit it over the lip of the net. Kept alive nicely by Chelan. It goes to McLaren, hits it hard to the back line. Freeman again, keeping it alive. Hit it over on the third shot. Lady Goats, once again, dig it out. Rainville, her shot, played nicely here by Freeman. Back the other way it goes. Bump set that time. They get it to McLaren, who just punches it right into the open hole. Nice placement by Emma that time. She saw things opened up, and instead of hitting it hard, just softly tapped it over into that vacant space. 2019 Chelan. Freeman hits it long. It's 21-19. Lady Goats up by two now. And we welcome you back here to the Sundome in Yakima. Those of you that are listening right now on our Facebook live stream. And we join up here with LakeChelanNow.com and our audio broadcast with our continued wall-to-wall coverage here from the 2019 1A State Volleyball Tournament in Yakima. Dennis Rahm with you. It's been a blast so far. Lady Goats won a pair of games yesterday, a pair of matches to advance to the semifinals today against a familiar opponent in Freeman. Freeman defeated LaSalle and Overlake yesterday to move into the semifinals. Chelan defeated Zilla and defending state champion Lyndon Christian to gain entrance into the semifinal. Right now as it stands, Chelan leads here in the third set, 21-19. They lead two sets to none, so if they can get a win in this set, it's all over, and Chelan will play for a state championship later tonight. But Freeman, as you can see right there, they're not going to go away easily as we have our camera positioned basically in the net area. That's about all we can give you from here. Scotties get the point. They draw to within one now at 21-20. Remember, you have to win by two. They set it. Emma McLaren. Nice job by Freeman to dig things out. Blocked at the net, and then Chelan unable to get to it. So this is now the umpteenth tie. I can't begin to guess how many, but there's been a bunch in this third set. Now a brief momentum swing in favor of Freeman. Scotties bump it over on the third shot. Harrison sets it. They go to Rainville, who pops it over. Can't find that open spot. A quick shot over that time on the second shot. Lady Goats keep it alive. And there again is Emma McLaren. Similar shot to what she had a few moments ago. Recognizing that the players from Freeman had vacated the area and just dink-shotted it over and in for the point. 22-21 Chelan. Freeman hits it back off the Chelan serve. Set up there, Garfitt goes over to Emma. Hard hit for the kill. McLaren coming on strong. The Caribou Trail League Player of the Year. Headed to Cal Poly next year. Having a strong finish in this third set here at the Sundome in Yakima. And we're going to have another timeout. Freeman just trying to stop this momentum swing, and I can certainly see why they would do so right now, because they cannot lose this game. If they do, their season won't be done, but their chance at a state championship will be done. They'll play for third or fourth place later this afternoon against the loser of the other semifinal game going on right now, between Lakeside and Kings. But this one is not done yet. The Scotties have been resilient, certainly. I want to thank our sponsors, Chelan Realty, Zippy Disposal Services, Kelly's Ace Hardware, Miller's Lake Chelan Auto Museum, Watson's Harboring Resort, and Watson's Elp and Horn Cafe. Thanks as well to North Cascades Bank, Lake Chelan Community Hospital, Frontline Real Estate, powered by Keller Williams, Lake Chelan Building Supply, Cashmere Valley Bank. The serve is over. At the net, blocked, but kept alive. Great effort there, and the point, though, will go to Chelan. Freeman didn't like the call, but the fault point to the Lady Goats. And the Scottish crowd, positioned right behind us, did not like the call as well. But now it is match point. Chelan leads 24-21. Service is over. Freeman pops it on the other side of the net. Lady Goats will set it there to McLaren. Her shot is blocked. And the Scotties are still alive. Freeman will take the serve down to Grace Holt. Number one will serve it. Gets it across. Dug out there by Chelan. And a hard hit by the Lady Goats carries out of bounds. And just like that, it's a one-point game once again. But still match point. If Chelan Lady Goats can get this point, they will win the match. Up 24-23. The Freeman serve deep to the back line. Collins backs up. Bumps it out. There's the hit over by Emma that time. McLaren kept alive by Freeman. And they get the kill shot. And guess what? We've got another tie, folks. And that's going to send Chelan into a timeout right now. And I guess we may as well keep our live stream going here from the Sun Dome in Yakima on our Facebook page. You can hear the chant of the Freeman Scotty crowd right behind me here. Again, to catch you up today. All right. No sense trying to talk over that. Catch you up today. 2-0 in sets. Chelan with the lead. Tied up here in the third set. Freeman trying to hang on and keep this match alive. They need a win to send it to set number four. Chelan into the net. And now the Lady Goats are playing from behind with match point opportunity for the Freeman Scotties. So why not take another timeout? Then we'll do that, I guess. So in the meantime, if you're on Facebook with us, enjoy the panoramic view. You can see the Chelan Lady Goats over there by their head coaching staff. And what a great job that Jennifer Rainville has done with this program. Tremendous success. Chelan finished seventh at state a year ago. Although most people that were here at the tournament would say if they weren't the first best team, they were certainly the second best team. They lost to the eventual state champion Linden Christian 3-2, and Chelan actually had match point in that fifth and deciding game, but could not quite get over the hump. From that point on, the Lady Goats steamrolled. They did not lose a set the remainder of the tournament. And did as high as they could place with seventh place. Right now, they'll do no worse than a fourth place trophy, but they've got hopes for much more than that. Serve across here. Match point situation, and it belongs to the Freeman Scotties. Hit out of bounds. Freeman capturing set number three. And they earned it. They battled hard in this one. 26-24, the final. We're headed back with a fourth set. Right now we'll wrap things up on our Facebook Live here on Lake Chelan Now. Wow. Freeman Scotties, look at them. Just jacked up over there.
We're not done yet.
Their crowd chanting. You can probably hear it. We're not done yet. And they were right. Credit going to Freeman. They played well in a set that they absolutely had to have, or their chance for a state championship appearance was going to go down the drain. So they're still alive. It's still a daunting task for Freeman. They would have to win two more, three consecutive set victories to take down Chelan here. That was the advantage of Chelan going up 2-0 in the early going on this one. I want to thank Deepwater Home and Electronics, one of our sponsors here on Lake Chelan Now. Be sure to check them out. They've been around since 2011 doing the operation. Great place to find all of your electronic products, Verizon Wireless, tech gadgets, and, of course, furnishings as well. Deepwater Home and Electronics, downtown Chelan on Wooden Avenue. I want to thank Chelan Realty at 141 East Wooden Avenue, the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley, owned and operated by the Higgins family since 1972. And when looking to sell or buy real estate, check out the team at Chelan Realty. You can visit them online at chelanrealty.com. Thanks to Zippy Disposal Service, established in 1977 and locally owned. Zippy Disposal providing garbage collection services, located at 60 Chelan Falls Highway, or give the Zippy Boys a call, 682-3695, and let them haul it away. Our thanks as well to Kelly's Ace Hardware. Everything that you might need for home winterization projects is available right now at Kelly's. Be sure to check them out. They've got heat and roof cables, security lights, portable heaters, and more. And also, since we're coming into the holiday season, a great selection of holiday decorations at Kelly's, downtown Chelan and Wooden Avenue, the home of the smiling Irishman. All right. Lady Goats will make a return to the floor here, getting ready for set number four. I don't know what the status is of the other semifinal game, but I can't tell if they're huddled up and it's over or they're just huddled up. Looks like that one may still be underway. But for the moment, we're just going to focus on this one. That's all that matters. Set four, Chelan trying to find a way to get by a stubborn Freeman team. Freeman collecting their first set victory in six tries against the Lady Goats this season. Down 2-1 in sets to Chelan. Freeman to serve. They whack it across. Dug out by Chelan. They set up Emma McLaren, and she softly, yet again, just finds that open spot. I think they were expecting the hard spike from Emma. She just dunks it in there for the quick point. 1-0 Chelan. And now Emma will take service here for the Lady Goats. Freeman now setting up their third shot. Hard hit across, but Chelan keeps it alive. They set it up to Collins. Punches it over on the third hit. Scotty set up a shot. It's down low. Chelan kept it alive. No, it hit the floor. Wow, good effort. Not to be. And we are even Steven. Want a piece here. And set four. The serve belonging to the Freeman Scotties. And the ace delivered up by number nine, Haley Poots. Second time we've seen her do that. She got a hard serve. Hits it again. Harrison this time will dig it out. 2-1 Freeman. And there's the home run hit by Chelan on the right side. Garfoot, we're even up at two. Had all kinds of ties in that third set. Not a lot of separation between these two squads. Freeman on their third hit, blocked at the net. Point will go to Chelan on the fault point. 3-2, Lady Goats. Morgan Harrison has served. Deep back line, dug out by the Scotties. They set up a hard kill shot, but it's played nicely by Chelan. Collins smacks it over the other way, but Freeman able to keep it alive. They punch it over in the third hit. Chelan will try it again. Set up Rainville this time. And this one will go for the kill as it's hit out of bounds on the attempted return. And Chelan now leads it 4-2 here in the fourth set. Harrison ready to go. Nice jump serve. Deep back line. Whacked over the other way. Garfoot with a good hit. They'll set up Collins, and Collins smashes the kill. 5-2 Chelan. Great effort by Ellie that time. Beautiful set. And when she gets it in that spot, she knows what to do with it. Chelan with a three-point lead here. And what could be the deciding set of the match if Chelan wins it. There's a nice kill shot, though, by Freeman to close the gap to 5-3. And side out to the Scotties. Don't forget, we'll be back here at the Sundome in Yakima one way or another. Doesn't matter the outcome for a championship game or a game for third or fourth at 5 o'clock. Scheduled start time this afternoon. Chelan trying to keep it in play, and they cannot do so. The point to Freeman. So that one-time three-point lead moments ago, now down to one. Scotties continue to serve. Emma McLaren on the back line digs it out. They hit the Collins and hits it into the top of the net. Scotties tie it at 5. Low, hard serve. Nice job by Chelan to keep this one in play. Collins tried a little dink shot to get it over the top, but it came short. And it's 6-5. So Freeman, at one time, trailing by 3, came back to lead by 1, but they knocked the serve out of bounds, so we're even up at 6. And Chelan with Strandberg will have the serve. Gets it across cleanly. Set at the net for Freeman. Played nicely by Chelan. They set up Collins. Tried to punch it over, and very uncharacteristic of Ellie. She has had 3 of her shots consecutive go off the net. Looked like that time she might have changed her mind at the last moment on how hard she wanted to hit that shot. There's McLaren. Hard hit over on the other side. 1-point lead for the Scotties, but not for long. Lady Goats tie it up there to make it 7-7. So Ellie now, I guarantee if she hits this serve over the net, is going to have a sigh of relief. And she does just that. Now they set it up at the net. Chelan, nice job, Harrison, to keep it in play. Quick shot over on the second shot at the net. Chelan trying for the block. And into the net, across the line, will go Freeman, the point to Chelan. 8-7. He cannot cross that white line underneath the net. Scotties did so there. I think they're looking for an explanation, as now their captain will come over and have some conversation. That's Parasoto, and she was the one involved in the play. In the meantime, Ellie Collins holding on to the ball, ready to serve again. Now the captain is allowed to go over and relay the explanation from the officials. And she's doing that right now. Coach is still looking a little bit perplexed. And now Emma McLaren coming over just to make sure, and she has that right as well. Captains from the respective sides are actually encouraged to come over and get the explanation. Jump serve by Chelan. They lead it by 1-8-7. Blocked at the net. Nice job by the Lady Goats. But Freeman able to play it out, keep it alive, bump it over into third hit. At the net. Garfoot sets up Rainville, but her shot, was it tipped? Chelan claiming, they say no, it'll go out of bounds. And we're tied at 8. The point belonging to Freeman. Serving it here, Abby Amend hit back over on a quick return that time. Beautiful placement by Garfoot that time. Just snuck that one in and gives Chelan the lead back at 9-8 with the serve to Katie Rainville. Rainville up and over. Freeman blocked at the net. Can Chelan get it over? Yes, they do. Nice volley by the Lady Goats. tipped back over, but Freeman able to score it right over the front side of the net that time. So nice job by the Scotties to tie it up yet again. 9-9. Here comes the serve by Freeman. Chelan plays it out of the back line. Emma McLaren got back over somehow by Freeman. Amazing return. And then Chelan, a fault point, will give it to the Scotties. 10-9 Freeman. So Freeman right now playing with a lot of confidence. They dropped down 2-0 in sets, but battled hard to win the third set when they had to, or they would have been finished in terms of a state championship opportunity. There's McLaren, and it's hit out of bounds off the Scotties. The point to Chelan, 10-10. Chelan to serve. And Leanna Garfoot will take the ball. Garfoot hits it over. Freeman sets it to net, and they knock down the kill. Goldsmith again. She's been a load to contend with for the Scotties. Jordan Goldsmith, 6'1 junior. Nice player. Chelan digs out the serve. Lady Goats down one. Played out nicely by Freeman. Chelan to set it, and they come up short. McLaren will hit it into the net. 12-10. That net has had a magnet on it, I think, for the slam ball in this one. And there's a service ace. Collins could not dive down and get to that one. And Chelan will take a timeout here to try and stop this momentum swing enjoyed for the moment by the number 7 ranked Freeman Scotties, who are trying to battle back and even things up and force a deciding fifth set. Right now they trail 2-1. They are up here, albeit close, 13-10 here in set number 4. Thanks to our sponsors that include Miller's Lake Chelan Auto Museum, featuring 3 buildings full of classic automobiles and vintage collectibles. They're located at 20 Blue Water Lane. Look for their seasonal opening coming in the spring of 2020. Miller's Lake Chelan Auto Museum. And our thanks as well to Lake Chelan Community Hospital. Watch for the construction of the all-new Lake Chelan Community Hospital beginning next spring, with completion scheduled for 2021. All right, the serve after the timeout to Freeman. Chelan sets it. Strandberg. And a point to Chelan. Nice kill by Strandberg that time. Wedged it in on that right-hand side, just inbounds. So Chelan now down by 2 with the serve. Emma McLaren. McLaren up and over. Freeman now sets up at the net, right side. And another hard smash by Goldsmith results in the kill. And back to a 3-point lead here for Freeman. So the 7th-ranked Scotties giving the number 1-ranked Chelan Lady Goats all they can handle in this semifinal matchup. There's what Chelan needed right there. A nice, strong kill from Ellie Collins to make it 14-12. And a lot of times you see Ellie kind of get on a roll, get in a spurt of collect kills in rapid succession. The serve by Harrison. It's blocked at the net that time, but out of bounds. The point to Freeman. The front line play for the Scotties have been very impressed by. They have it back up to a 3-point advantage at 15-12. And there's a kill shot. Rainville gets it done this time. And Chelan closing back to within 2 points at 15-13 with the serve coming up to Strandberg for the Lady Goats. Olivia takes a couple of bounces, twirls the ball, now hits it over. Hard hit to the back line. Strandberg does a nice job to dig it out. She'll hit it back over Olivia on the third shot. Again, setting up at the net, Freeman. Harrison digs that one out. They'll try for a kill shot by Collins, and they get it. Ellie Collins right down the pike that time. And it's 15-14. Well, we mentioned just moments ago, sometimes Collins will get those in bunches. There's two in recent succession. Here we go with the serve for the Lady Goats. Freeman hits it over. Hard hit. Shalana get at the net. The Rainville this time. Kept alive by the Scotties. Pop it over on the third shot. McLaren to Garfoot. To Collins. Yes! There it is. Collins again. 15-15. Bringing out the big gun that time. Ellie Collins. Service again to Olivia Strandberg has done a nice job. Very poised for just a freshman. Chelan keeps it alive in the front court. Set up Rainville this time. And there's another kill shot. Right now, the Lady Goats are controlling that front line. Collins, now Rainville. And Chelan comes back to take the lead by one, but still a long way left in this one. 16-15. Strandberg will continue with the serve. Freeman keeps it alive, blocked up front. Scotties get it over on the second hit. They tried to get it back over quickly, Chelan, but Freeman does a nice job to keep it in play. Chelan now, Garfoot setting up Collins. It's out of bounds, and Collins has yet another kill. That's four Ellie Collins kills in the last few points. And it forces the Scotties into a timeout. Chelan leading here in the fourth set, 17-15. If they can close this one out, they are headed to a state championship game. The match coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Our thanks to Lake Chelan Building Supply, the Chelan Valley's locally owned and operated lumberyard with locations in both Chelan and Manson. They are stocked and ready to help with all of your building project needs, large or small. Visit them online at yourlumberyard.com. Thank you to Cashmere Valley Bank, committed to the principles that are summarized as the little bank with a big circle of friends. Cashmere Valley Bank, proud to support the student athletes of the Lake Chelan Valley. Cashmere Valley Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. All right, here we go. After the timeout, Strandberg continues with the serve for Chelan. Gets it across cleanly. Blocked at the net by Chelan, but they're unable to get back to the ball. And so the point will go here to the team in the red jerseys, the Freeman Scotties. 17-16. These last two sets have been extremely close. Chelan sets at the net, and there is Katie Rainville delivering the kill. 18-16. Nice job by Katie. And now Ellie Collins will take the serve here for the Lady Goats. Neither side has been able to pull away with much of a cushion. I think 3 points has been the biggest lead either way. Hit over the net that time by McLaren. Now Freeman dips it over. Nice dig out that time by Harrison to Emma. Whacks it down, but Freeman miraculously keeps it alive. Great play by the Scotties. They again set up Emma over the net. Scotties again keep it alive. They hit it deep to the back line, but out of bounds. 19-16 Chelan. Whew, they needed that one. Chelan again with the serve. Collins got it across cleanly. Freeman Scotties hit it down low, but Chelan is able to dig it out. Emma McLaren blocked at the net. Emma keeps it alive with a great save there. They get it over to Garfoot, who hits it over on the third hit, deep to the back line, but softly. Now, the slam at the net by Freeman, and they get the kill, this time by number 3, Bailey Comott. Not a name we've called a whole lot today. The 5'4 senior, but came up big there to make it 19-17. Now, Freeman serving, Chelan, Collins. Over the net. Back it comes now. McLaren with the kill. It came right back at her, and she slammed it home. 20-17. Lady Goats. Serve is over and across cleanly that time by Rainville. Punch to the back line of Chelan. Lady Goats will have to hit it over here. Collins on the third shot. Hits it pretty hard. Freeman, though, right there. Punch it back over. Rainville. They set it up. Emma. And Emma with another kill. The Lady Goats, a four-point advantage, almost seems huge right now. 21-17. And obviously, if you're good at math, you know that Chelan Lady Goats 4 points away from moving on to the state championship at 5 o'clock this afternoon, as long as they can win by at least two. But don't count out this Freeman team. They have been dogged. I've been really impressed by their effort. Let's go. Especially you consider the fact they lost the first 5 sets combined during the regular season and the first 2 sets here in the semifinals against the Chelan Lady Goats. And they came back to win that important 3rd set. And we welcome our Facebook viewers here on our live stream. Sundome and Yakima, 21-17, Chelan the lead. Can they keep it alive? Yes, what a miraculous play there by the Lady Goats to keep that ball alive. And then into the net by Freeman. The Lady Goats now, their biggest lead in this 4th set, 22-17, 3 points away from heading to the state championship. They lead in sets 2-1 right now, and it's hit out of bounds. Momentum continuing for Chelan, 23-17. Service to cross cleanly. Dug out of the back line, popped back over by Freeman. Nice save there by Rainville. They set it up to Emma, but 12 point going to go to the Scotties here. So that will stop for the moment that run by the Chelan Lady Goats, who at 1 point in this 4th set trailed by 3. Now they're up by 5, but they still need 2 to close it out. McLaren hits it hard. Freeman digging it out of the back line. They keep it in play, swatted over on the 3rd shot. Lady Goats now. Quick hit over on the 2nd shot by Garfoot. Chelan at the net, partially gets a block. Hit back over, but there, poised at the net for the Scotties, was number 13, Sydney Arnzen, to collect the point for Freeman. So as we suggested, there's no give in this Scotty team. They have been a tough out, and they're not out yet. Serve is across cleanly. Chelan, McLaren, Freeman again. Nice play on that back line. They hit it hard and hit the kill shot. Jordan Goldsmith, she's had a number of those. And just like that, it is a 3-point contest, and the Lady Goats are going to take a timeout. We'll keep things live here on our Facebook page through the conclusion of this 4th set and what we hope to be the 4th and final set. But only if Chelan can hang on to this win and come up with the victory. Right now, nothing is assured. 23-20, Lady Goats. Momentarily ago, they had a 6-point lead, now cut in half. Freeman Scotties ranked number 7 in state. Chelan ranked 1st. The game going on across the way. You heard a big chorus of yells. That is the other semifinal. Lakeside and Kings. The winners and losers match up at 5 this afternoon here at the Yakima Sun Dome. Serve to Freeman. Chelan Garfoot sets it up there, punched over, and Chelan unable to make the play, and it's now a 2-point contest. A little bit of frustration etched on the faces of the Lady Goats right now, but plenty of time to rebound, and that's a good way to begin it. Nice, solid hit that time by A.J. Geller. And so Chaland poised on match point at 24-21. Lady Goats will serve it. It's Garfoot. Hits it across Keenly. Dug out by Freeman. They set at the net. Garfoot, Harrison, McLaren punches it to the back line. Played out nicely there by Freeman. They get a good shot, but it's blocked by Chaland. Can they get it back over? Yes, they do. Nice job by the Lady Goats. And Freeman, scary there, almost did not get that one over. Chaland, great play at the net to keep it alive. Emma McLaren has her shot blocked. They'll try again. They set it up, McLaren, one more time, and that's it. Congratulations to the Chaland Lady Goats. They are headed to the state championship at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Way to go, Chaland. Well, that was fun, and it did not come easily. So Chaland takes the match. They win set one, 25-21. They win set two, 25-20. They drop the third set to Freeman, 26-24, and they capture the fourth and deciding set, 25-21, to claim the match and earn the spot in the state finals tonight. Well, it has been the mission of this team since last year when they suffered that horribly disappointing defeat to the eventual champion Lyndon Christian in the opening round of play. A match that went to five sets, and Chaland actually had a chance to win it with match point, but couldn't climb over the hill. They did battle back, win everything else last year, and take home seventh place. Now this time, they can bring back the gold ball if they can win the championship. They'll do no worse, obviously, than second place at state. Well, you can see the players high-fiving there in celebration. Certainly a pleasant scene to see that. Unfortunately, the officials blocking our sight. Now they'll kindly move out of the way, so we'll get a little bit better visual representation of the celebration of the victory. All the players out there. Coach Rainville is out there, and they should be happy. State championship final coming up 5 o'clock this afternoon. That's going to wrap up our Facebook Live report here on Lake Chaland. Now, don't forget to join us. We'll have more of these coming your way in the championship match. It begins in the 5 o'clock hour. We continue on with our postgame here on our audio feed from the Sundome in Yakima. Dennis Rahm along with Jenna Rahm from the Lake Chaland Now team. We have lots of information up for you already on our website at lakechalandnow.com. There's a story about yesterday's two games. There are downloads available, replays of the two matches from yesterday in their victories for Chaland over Zilla and Lyndon Christian. And we'll endeavor at some point to get some of this other information up, but kind of hard on the fly. But the great news is Chaland is headed for a state championship opportunity at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Before we sign off, I want to thank our broadcast partners, including Deepwater Home and Electronics, Cashmere Valley Bank, Lake Chaland Building Supply, Frontline Real Estate, powered by Keller Williams. Also, our thanks to North Cascades Bank, Watson's Harbor Inn Resort, Watson's Elfinhorn Cafe, Miller's Lake Chaland Auto Museum. Also, our thanks to Kelly's Ace Hardware, Zippy Disposal Service, and to Chaland Realty. Thank you very much, Jenna. We have the word. It's going to be a battle of number one and number two in state. How fitting is that, folks? Kings defeated Lakeside and will move on to play in the state championship against the Chaland Lady Goats at 5 o'clock. And that's going to be fun. Chaland and Kings for the state title. All the marbles on the line as they come back to play at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So that's going to wrap it up for us. Again, we'll recap these final scores in the sets. 25-21 Chaland, 25-20 Chaland, 26-24 Freeman. And Chaland closes it out in the fourth set, coming up big to win it 25-21.